So people have asked, is the hunger strike over, and did we get confirmation, and what are the reasons? So yes, yesterday the legal team had a phone call with four of the principal negotiators at Pelican Bay. They stated that the hunger strike was over, but the fight to achieve all of their core demands was still on. The CDCR promised to make long-term positive changes in its policies regarding shoe confinement. But these changes will, of course, take much longer than a hunger strike can last. So to demonstrate its good faith, the CDCR granted some small concessions, and to show theirs, the prisoner leaders ended the hunger strike. The hunger strike was successful because, and this is what the prisoners told us, in their view, the hunger strike was successful because it has brought CDCR into the open regarding its torturous and barbaric practices in the SHU. And secondly, it has boosted a growing movement for the rights of prisoners. And third, it has unified prisoners of different racial groups for a struggle against the policies of CDCR. They've overcome any differences they may have had and are working together for change. And this is something that we all find, you know, highly significant. So now the hunger strikers are calling on their many supporters to remain active in this critical effort to end torture in California prisons. And one of the things that's coming up that we're very excited about is on August 23rd in Sacramento, there will be a legislative hearing on SHU policies and practices, and we will be helping bring knowledgeable people there, as well as family members and formerly incarcerated people who can talk firsthand about what they know to be the truth in our prisons. So I can also say that of the four men that I spoke to, they had a lot of weight loss. I think that the data that's been coming out of the receiver's office regarding weight loss has been very inaccurate. The people that I spoke with, they gave me weights of 35, 33, and 21 pounds lost. One of the men who had only been on the hunger strike a short time had lost 10 pounds. So the weight loss has been significant. And I should say that, of course, that in the decision to end the hunger strike, the prisoners were very mindful of the health situation of their fellow prisoners, and felt that they would had a better possibility of achieving their goals by ending it when they did under the terms that they did than what might happen if it was to continue. So we have our legal team has spoken with prisoners, non-leader prisoners, and we know that they that there's some are having difficulty physically transitioning. You can't lose that much weight. You can't fast for 3 weeks and then go back to eating solid food. And there are people having trouble getting food to stay down or water to stay down. And, you know, we're calling on the receiver's office to make sure that the prisoners who have this have done a lengthy hunger strike be given whatever medications or food that they would need at this time. It may not be the traditional menu that the prisons give, and that would be an important thing for CDCR to do. And the other thing I want to say is that the prisoners at Pelican Bay who called the strike called it off. That information was provided fairly quickly to the other prisoners at Pelican Bay, but we know that there are several other prisons where the hunger strike was occurring, and the only information I have is really that data sheet that comes out of the receiver's office, but there were at least three other prisons where it was going on, and there's been no effort by CDCR to get verified confirmation of the hunger strike has been called off to those prisoners. So there may still be hundreds of people still hunger striking because they don't trust CDCR's press release. We didn't trust CDCR's press release. We needed to hear it from the prisoners. It took us a day to get that phone call. Now I'm in a position to verify it, but you know, CDCR has not done anything to help the Pelican Bay prisoners get this word to the other prisoners in other prisons. And that's a concern because every day, I think we all know, CDCR, the prisoners, all of us supporters know that every day the pressure is greater and greater to end the strike because of the medical condition of the prisoners. So for this, for 2 days to go by without informing the others, I think is pretty scandalous.